Welcome to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guest is Jack Collier. Here is your host live from Sharp Faces Gallery, Ann Eller.
And I guess the question would be, who is Jack Collier? Well, I tell you what, you are in for a treat today. He is a woodworking fiend, I guess we could say. He has carved things for presidents, for celebrities. He's done things all over the country, and guess what, folks? He moved right here to the Lakelands area. So we are very, very privileged to have him here. Do want to tell you, if you're listening to us right now, if you go Google his name or go to WLMAWCRS Radio on Facebook, you will get a direct link right there from our Facebook page. But if you go and Google Jack Collier, C-O-L-L-I-E-R, you will find his website will come up. It's under Etsy.com, I guess it is, E-T-S-Y.com. But just put in Jack Collier, C-O-L-L-I-E-R. Check out the beautiful work. He is a treasure right here in our area, and I'll bet a lot of you didn't even know about it. So welcome to the show today, Jack Collier.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, it is nice to have you here. You, of course, are originally from Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think there is some real interesting background here about how you got into this carving and making furniture. And I also understand you even rework antique pieces of furniture. You can fix wooden pieces of furniture.
Yes, any antique, any carvings or anything that are broken, I can match and do their carving style to look as if it was never broken.
That's pretty amazing. You know, that's such a vanishing art in today's world. You know, it's hard to find people that do this fine carvings and this type of thing. I'm amazed. But you were telling me about your grandfather. Your grandfather worked for Chris Craft and General Motors. And what exactly did your dad do for your grandfather do for General Motors? This is fascinating, folks.
He was a general foreman. I'm guessing it was back probably in the 20s, maybe into the 30s. They did wooden frames on the old trucks, and he would make his own hand tools out of brass, and they hand fit and mortised everything for all of the framework for the trucks, and then the metal is put over that. So our family has some of the antique tools that he handmade out of brass. They're just beautiful.
How about
little
any
hand
of the
planes
antique
and
trucks?
No. Probably most of that wood is probably gone by now.
Well, I tell you what, you know, I love seeing the old pictures and, you know, the old trucks. But then you told me your grandfather also worked for Chris Craft, and, of course, one of the finest boats and cruisers that were ever made were made by Chris Craft.
Yes, he worked there. He was one of their top employees. I understand they sent him around the country. He worked on very large boats and beautiful working.
So I guess your grandfather probably had a big head and wouldn't ever talk to you guys, huh?
Yeah, he would talk to us. He was a great guy. He was a great kidder, too.
A great kidder. Well, you know, you were telling me about watching your grandfather work, and tell us a story about how you would ask for things.
Yeah, well, on Saturday morning, we would, a lot of times, we would stay overnight, and in the morning, we'd go in his shop, and we would be eyeing all of the wood in his little supply, and we'd always eye the nicest piece of walnut or cherry or whatever, and he would kind of grimace a little and eventually give in. And then we would make some little airplane or a boat or whatever and booger it up. And
and he'd sit there and probably cry.
Yeah. But I think that's where my love of it came. He enjoyed it so much, and I think that's where it started. I couldn't get it out of my mind. So.
Well, that's pretty neat. Now, one of the things that you did tell me is that your father also possessed this ability to carve. Tell us a little bit about your dad.
Yes, my dad had an uncanny knack to, he would do, draw cartoon caricatures. And so if anybody had a mishap or whatever in the family, we would get our own special little cartoon done. And he just had an amazing way. I think he could have been one of the best cartoon caricaturists. He was just fantastic that way. He would also do carvings and just whittle out of a block. And he could look at a person one time and go away, and a month later carve an exact likeness of them that would...
No photographs?
Just from memory. All the way around, the back of their head, everything. He did carvings of presidents. He had one of Jimmy Carter on his head
on
top of
a peanut.
And it's a dead ringer. I mean, it just makes you laugh to look at him. I was interested in cars when I was younger, and I was always... racing them and blowing up the engines, and so I got one of me, my head on top of a Pontiac engine block with the one head torn off of it and the pistons hanging out. And it looked exactly like a Pontiac engine. He had the starter in the right spot, the little lifter holes, the pistons. It was incredible. And just as a little joke, he was great. He had a great sense of humor and amazing talent.
You still have that?
Yes, I do. Yes,
that's amazing.
I do.
You know, yes. How we just wish that we had these things,
yeah.
And, you know, you just put them aside because your dad did it. But that's amazing.
Yeah, he did a 3D carving of Norman Rockwell's coin toss, and it is a dead ringer to the original drawing by Norman Rockwell. And I think my sister has that one. So
that's
a lot of that stuff is still in the family. It was great. He would go to work and somebody would request, and he would just sit there and he could carve on his lunchtime with a jackknife. And
we're
just
not talking
incredible.
About just whittling away, you know.
Just a jackknife, and then he could just do this incredible stuff with it. So I was always in awe of that and still am.
Well, you know, I guess some of that talent must have passed down to you because you do some amazing work.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it came down through the genes somewhere.
Well, you know, did you ever feel jealous that your dad could just sit there and do it? I mean, at the early age, did you have any idea that you had this talent?
No idea, and I was just always amazed with his ability. Caricature likenesses were just incredible.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk more with Jack Collier here. Yes, he is a woodworker extraordinaire. You are not going to believe. You need to check out, punch into Google or go to WLMAWCRS. We posted his picture and a link to his website right there for you on Facebook. But you can also go just punch in Jack Collier, Collier, and it'll pop up. It's at the website etsy.com, but that's the easiest way to get to it. That's what Beth tells me. Hey, you know what? It's time for us to hear a word from our sponsors, but have you been to the auction at sharpfacetsgallery.com? Let me tell you, people are going crazy. It closes this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Bid now, bid often. The prices are going up. You don't want to miss it. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. We'll be back in just a second. Don't you go away.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
You're with us at Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Ella. Jack Collier is our special guest, a woodworker. Live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here is your host, Ann Eller.
Andy, we are back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. And, of course, I've told you about the auction going on, sharpfacetsgallery.com. Or you can go to our Facebook page. There's a link posted right there. Ends at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Let me tell you that amethyst, 19.5-carat amethyst, is up to $62. I tell you what, it's a $350 value. We also have that men's stainless steel bracelet is up to $44. And what about that Gamecock bracelet lagging behind at only $50? So check out all the items, from the binoculars to the watches. People are loving these items. So make sure you go to sharpfacetsgallery.com. Place your bid. This is just fun, and I certainly hope you will enjoy it. So, we were talking here with Jack Collier, and of course, he is a woodworker extraordinaire. He has done amazing things, but we just had a question come in from Kathy Hobbs. She's a designer. She likes to work with Colonial, Empire, and Eastlake Furniture. She wanted to know where your shop or showroom is. She says she matches pieces from photos on restoration and likes to fill in the missing pieces. Are there more pictures on your website? If so, please post. What do you have to say to Kathy there, Jack?
Well, I live in Cross Hill. It's 116 East Commodore Drive.
What about this big fancy showroom that you have?
Yeah, big fancy showroom is out in my garage. I'll be glad to dust it off for you when I have the one serpentine chest in our dining room, so you can view that in there. But showrooms, no, I'm a woodworker.
You're a woodworker. That's right. And not only that, Jack. Let's see, your phone number 998-4611. Is that right?
Yes, right.
That's right. So that's 998-4611. Make sure if you can give him a call. He's also got a nice brochure that he can send you.
Yeah, I have a color brochure that has a lot of pictures of a variety of things I've done.
I mean, it's an amazing brochure. You have everything from, you worked on a pipe organ or something.
Yes, that was Ursinus College. That was on the front of American Organist magazine.
I mean, the detail, the dental molding, I mean, you do all this kind of stuff. It's just fabulous.
Well, thank you. The top, the carvings around the top of that organ there, it's actually about 40 feet to the top of that organ there, and the carvings are about 5 to 6 feet tall, and they are in a large semicircle about 3 to 4 feet in diameter. And so it was made up like half of a barrel, and the blanks were sent to me, and then I drew the design on it and then cut out the pierced pattern and then started hand carving it and matching it up to the project
piece.
There.
I mean, if you're looking to really do something fabulous for your home, for an office, I mean, this is the man you want to do the work, and the beauty of this is, He works. You don't have any. There's nobody standing between you. You don't have an agent. You don't have a specific decorator that is saying this is going to be the cost. You determine the cost, and you can help people make the right decision, because so many times we think that we need all this extra stuff, and like you said, when it's 40 or 50 feet in the air.
You're right. Yes. Yeah. Well, I can certainly help. Design within their budget and, put the money where it counts.
Yeah. That's very, very
It depends
very
on
important.
each project. If they want even a shaker kind of a piece or contemporary, they're getting a quality, well-made piece. The price is according to whatever they want. Obviously, they want the very high-end detailed carving and everything, the price is accordingly.
Sure. I mean, this staircase that you did, a hand-carved cherry staircase, this is in your brochure. That is just, to die for.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that is in a home in New York State. They had a 20,000-square-foot home, and they wanted a 10,000-foot addition on it. I guess it wasn't enough room. So that staircase leads up to the master bedrooms. And so basically it's a his-hers bedroom complex, and each bedroom is approximately 5,000 square feet. You could certainly get a good night's sleep in that area. And there's a hand-carved fireplace with a deer scene in it and deer in the columns and everything. That was carved in butternut for the his bedroom. Mm-hmm. And the hers was a painted, more feminine approach, carved fireplace. There was a carved bar in there before you go up the spiral staircase.
This is the type of stuff we see in Architectural Digest.
Yeah.
In fact, some of your work has been featured.
Yeah, many times my work's been in Architectural Digest, Antiques Magazine, Architectural Record.
So you have definitely. Now, I got to ask you this question because I know it's a question everybody wants to know the answer to. Why would a man that has been in Architectural Digest and been in all these different, has done stuff for the stars, for presidents, for, God, all this kind of people, why would you be living in Cross Hill, South Carolina?
Well, it's little known, but that's actually the center of the universe.
Well, I'm sure that we will agree with you, because my assistant lives in Cross Hill, too.
We do love it down here. The weather is perfect. That's what we look for. I grew up around the lakes in Michigan, but I think I did a lot more ice skating than swimming there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I love the lakes, but I like to enjoy them a little more of the year than what I did there.
And
so we look
taxes,
down here.
Weren't you telling me the taxes went
sky high. And I just decided it's time. My wife wanted to make the move a long time ago, but I held out.
And so, you looked at a lot of different lakes. You wanted to be on a lake, and I remember
yes.
you telling me that you looked at where?
Well, we started out in Kentucky, and we looked around there, and I thought, well, gee, we're a long way from home, and it's still going to be kind of cold and hot. It wasn't quite enough, so then we looked around Chattanooga. And the lake was beautiful there, but it didn't have a lot of homes for sale.
And you were telling me about the cliffs.
The cliffs were like 20, 30 feet high. And even if you have a lakefront, you had a 15-mile drive sometimes to get to your boat, the boat launch. So it didn't quite seem like what we wanted.
Right.
So then we looked around Anderson and Lake Hartwell. The lake was down about 15 feet, I think, when we came there. And I thought maybe that was a little bit of a problem. So I asked a realtor about Greenwood. I just saw it on the map. And we came down and looked at it and fell in love with it. Found a lot that we loved there. And we bought that.
Well, you know, that is... That's a great story on how to get to Greenwood, and you know a lot of people have found Greenwood this way too, just by happenstance.
I've found a lot of people actually have the same thing. I hear the same story. Our neighbors where our lake lot is apparently did the same thing. They came from upstate New York, way up near Canada, and they were somewhat tired of the cold and the 3 feet of snow. So they did the very same thing, and they ended up in Greenwood.
Well, that's terrific, because we sure are fortunate. If you would like to see some of Jack's work, you can just put his name in, Google his name. That's what Beth said, the easiest way, Jack Collier, C-O-L-L-I-E-R, or go on Facebook to WLMA, WCRS Radio, and we'll pop up, and we have a link posted right there on the website. He does fantastic stuff. He's done work for people all over the country from, we're going to talk a little bit when we come back after the news about doing some work for the State Department. You'll find this fascinating. He also has done some work for some celebrities, which he says he won't tell me who they were. I'm going to work him over, though, while we hear from South Carolina News. And he also has done things for some colleges. He's been everywhere, done the most amazing things, and now he's right here in Greenwood. And, yes, folks, he'd like to do work for you. If you have an antique piece that you would love to restore, maybe it's something that belonged to Mom or your grandmother or something, it's got a piece that's broke or something, guess what? Jack can fix this, and this is the type of work he wants to do right here in our area. So stay tuned. If you get a second, go to WLMA, WCRS Radio, right there on Facebook. You'll see his picture and a link to his website. News is up next.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk Radio Station.
Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Ella. Our special guest today is Jock Collier. Work with wood here at Sharp Passes Gallery. Here's your host, Ann Eller.
Yes, Andy, I say he works with wood. He works a lot with wood. He's very, very talented. He comes from a family of very talented woodworkers. And, you know, we were just talking about people are calling in and saying, can't you put more pictures on your website? And I think his comment was, I'm a dinosaur, Ann. It is tough to say so technology advanced. Yeah. It is.
Yeah, yeah. I like working with early Iron Age tools.
Well, there you go. That's why you're going to be in such demand right here. People have had no idea that there was an artisan of your caliber that has done work for the president of Simon & Schuster, did for the Secretary of State of our country, redid their whole offices and everything there. Jack, why don't you tell us a little bit about that experience? That had to be phenomenal.
Well, that one was phenomenal. I just happened to be in the right place. That was Alan Greenberg did the, he was the architect on that job. And he worked with a large millwork company near my town. And they got the State Department job, and because of the millwork company, they found out about my carving, and that made the contact, and I was able to do the offices of the Secretary of State.
Now, you were telling me the first carving that they wanted you to do, the architect gave it to you, it was exact.
Yeah, they gave a print that was very close to what they wanted. He came out and supervised and wanted to make sure that it was, you know, exactly what they wanted.
Now, what had it been like before you did this work? What was the office like?
It was like a 1950s, you know, lobby of a... of a middle of the road hotel.
Inn. Okay,
okay.
Hey, there you go.
I didn't want to.
I'll say it. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, and you know,
just was not impressive.
Yeah, they would go to other parts of the world, St. Petersburg and whatever, and we had
Holiday Inn.
And so they wanted to do it in an 18th century style. They wanted everything hand carved. So all of the cornice work is 13 layers and about 2 foot diameter cornice work, layers and layers of molding, all carved. So they wanted everything done by hand. So I had plenty of carving to do. The fireplace.
How long did that project last, just out of curiosity?
That was in phases. The first phase, from my memory, it was approximately a year.
Mm-hmm.
And the next phase, again, was probably 6 to 8 months. The Deputy Secretary of State then and some of the other offices. On the Deputy Secretary of State, they basically... just turned me loose. They just drew a shell and an arrow and just let me go to it, and they were very pleased with the results. So that was quite a thrill.
And And that is something that's going to live on.
Doesn't yeah.
that make you feel great?
I mean, oh, terrific.
Did you have to carve your initials in it somewhere?
Why, yes.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
Okay, that's cool.
When I went there to look at it, I went up with a group to take the tour after it was finished. And
so
I walked.
You didn't even get to go in there and see it when it was being put in?
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
Okay.
So when it was all finished, I went in and I wanted to see if I could see my initials that were in next to the ornamental carving on it.
Right.
And some very large gentlemen in dark suits came up and encouraged me to move along with the rest of the group. So I never did really get to see if they filled in my initials or, but they are in there.
That is terrific. Now, who was Secretary of State then? When was
that? That was George Shultz. I have a picture of him in front of the fireplace, and I have a picture of the carvings that I did for it that match up. And I carved that in mahogany, and they lovingly put about 3 coats of off-white paint on it. But
well,
I mean, that's...
if you'd seen my expression just there.
Yeah.
that's
so under that, it's mahogany.
Wow, if they ever decide to restore it, huh? Well, that is, you know, that is so fabulous to be able to have said that you have carved the Secretary of State.
Yeah, that was an amazing thrill. That's probably the highlight. I've done things since that are more involved, more detailed and everything, but to be able to have done that is quite a thrill. I've learned a lot since the time I did that. It'd be nice if I could go back in time with what I know now and redo it.
Yeah, wouldn't that for all of us? You know, truthfully, Jack, it would seem like the state, you know, they should actually have a picture of you on file as the person that did this work, because you know what? You really are a national treasure to be able to do this type of work, particularly in today's world, and we are so fortunate to have you living right here in the Lakelands area. Unbelievable.
Well, thank you. I love to be here. You can thank Lake Greenwood for that. It drew me in.
It drew you in. Well, if you would like to see more of his work, probably one of the best things to do is after the show, give him a call. His telephone number is 998-4611. That's 998-4611. And he can send you a brochure. He's got a beautiful color brochure, has lots of pictures and a lot of the work on it. You'll be amazed at the things that you're going to see here. So give Jack a call, 998-4611. As he says, he's not the most technologically advanced person, but when you see his work, you know what you're going to be getting here. So check that out. You also can go to WLMA WCRS on Facebook. Check out, punch on the link right there. We have a picture of him up there, and it'll take you right to the pictures that he has online. So we are here at Sharp Passes Gallery. I do want to remind you, we have the auction going on till 3 o'clock today. Don't miss out on it. Some fabulous deals. How about a little over 19 1/4 carat amethyst stone is up to $62. Would you like to own it? Would you like to design something with it? Hey, we do it right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. By the way, I do need to tell you, price of gold has come down a little bit. Don't let it drop too much. You know, you want to get in here and sell those gold, those diamonds. Hey, you know we recycle right here. What better place to do it than at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass? Give us a call if you've got a question, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Give us a call. Check out the auction on sharpfacetsgallery.com. It ends at 3 p.m. today. Don't miss it. Hey, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. Yes, we're coming right back. If you've got a question for Jack, don't forget, call Telephone Man, 229-7984. We'll be right back. The weekend comes, my cycle
humps, ready to go. You're here with us at Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Our special guest today is Jack Collier, a woodworker
from Mother
Here
Earth.
Here is your host, live from Sharpass's Gallery, Ann Eller.
And create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharpass's Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
And he says he's not going to tell me, but I guess I'll get him off the air, and someday when I'm feeling frisky, I might tell you what I found out. But anyways, let's see. Jack Time, who is the Professional Checkers Association, PCA, he wanted to know if you do custom boards, and he says they use custom boards for prizes. How about that?
Yeah, I could certainly take a look at something like that. It, you know, depends on how custom they want it. I can certainly do something like that for them.
You know, one of the things about woodworking, though, it has to be the wood. I mean, you know, I expect that in today's world, that's even getting harder to find that special piece of wood.
Extremely difficult. You have to be able to search all over. It's getting very difficult to get the thicker pieces necessary for furniture. They don't like drying it because it's more difficult. It has to be dried slower and takes a good deal longer, and so they consequently tend to focus on the thinner stock. So yeah, it's very difficult when you find a treasure like that. You savor it for the right project.
Well, I guess, you know, pine trees, we grow great pine trees here in the South. That's not really what you're going to use. You were telling me about that cabinet that you made, the drawer.
Yeah, serpentine drawer chest is made out of tiger maple. That's in the brochure. The drawers are not veneered. They were made from one 16-foot-long plank. And I had to cut that, and it was barely enough by the time I cut the checks off the end. And it was 4 inches thick, and the drawers are tapered, and they're all hand dovetailed, all solid wood in the entire piece. That one piece, I had to look through a stockpile of thousands of feet of these huge planks, and it was about 95 degrees that day, and the one I wanted, of course, was on the very bottom, and I had to put them back. But that was in Lancaster, PA. I went out there and got that piece. So it makes it a very special piece. When you cut into a large plank, you never know what you're going to find.
So you could pay a lot of money for a plank,
yeah,
and then have a bad spot or something in it, like a knot or something.
Absolutely. I was fortunate on that one, and I cut it, and there was probably no more than a quarter of an inch to spare.
That's pretty tight.
And it worked out extremely well. It makes a beautiful piece that way, and it's very unique.
That's right. So, and Jack says that he will part with this piece. You have it at home right now, but you
yes.
will part with it.
Yes, yes. If they talk to me right, I can part with it. My wife can also.
My wife can also. Well, you know, I was asking you about your house. I said, I bet it's just fabulous. And what did you tell me here?
Not so much.
But you had a fabulous house.
Well, yes. Yes, I did. I built about a 3,700-foot home, kind of a Williamsburg style with the dormers. And I put curved balconies on. There was a curved serpentine balcony off the master bedroom suite, and a big curved decking and everything, and carved cherry fireplaces, and it was wonderful, and we enjoyed that for about 8 years, and somebody came along and apparently needed it worse than I did, so...
And you said, I can build another one.
Yeah,
that's right. Let's see, another call came in, Grant Reiser. He's from listening to us on the stream, I might add, up there in Green Bay, Wisconsin. He wants to know, can you restore picture frames that also need gold gild?
Yes, yes.
That would probably be a project you'd like a lot.
Yeah, I enjoy. I can match whatever carvings or whatever. They can be gilded and matched.
Now, did you ever get any formal training on this, or did you just keep working it?
No, I did a lot of research on my own, just studying as a project comes up, and you know, from observing other people's work and whatever.
I bet that would be tough, though. Like, how do you carve this? How do you do this type of thing? And do you make your own tools, or do you use commercial tools?
I use commercial tools. I do grind them custom sometimes for a particular operation. I did make some before they were available, mm-hmm. and you know, I buy the commercial ones, you know, whenever I can.
So we are here with Jack Collier. We're talking about his work. He is a woodworker extraordinaire. We've told you that you can go to, just put in Jack Collier into Google. Jack, of course, Collier, C-O-L-L-I. The site that he puts some of his work is right there, and you will be able to check it out that way. You can also go to WLMA, WCRS Radio, right there on Facebook. We've got a direct link right to that. And we've talked about a lot of the work he's done. You know, one of the places you worked for was Ducklow Furniture.
Yes, I didn't work for them. They had the, for the bicentennial, they're a well-known Windsor chair maker and other furniture. And they came to me and requested a reproduction for the first Chief Justice of the United States, which was basically a Windsor chair. It had some extra carvings and what have you in it, and so they allowed me to take the actual chair, you know, to my shop and you know, match that and made a limited edition, about 100 Windsor back chairs, all hand carved for that. So that was quite an honor too.
How much did they sell them for, Jack? I just wonder. I mean, did you know at the time how much they sold them for?
I did not know.
I
don't know to this day. Yeah. They're probably gone up in value somewhat.
Probably. Did you keep one for yourself? Did you make one for yourself?
Why, no, I didn't. I really should have. I should have made a whole set.
Yeah, you know, I didn't.
Well, I was young and,
yeah, I'll make some more.
Yeah, there'll be plenty more.
Doesn't matter, yeah. All right, well, we talked about that organ that you did. Now, where exactly is that organ?
That's in Ursinus College outside of Philadelphia.
Wow. How long did it take you to do that? I mean, you look at the work, and, I mean, did you actually do the pieces, and then did they install them?
Yeah, I did the carving on that project. The large millwork company did the millwork on that. I certainly could all of the millwork, but on that one I did the carving on that.
Yeah. And what about doing kitchens and whatnot? You can do the whole project from start to finish?
Yes, I went. A decorator told me to go look at a local home outside of Nazareth, PA, where I was living, and she wanted a fireplace, so I went and looked at it. And what she wanted was, she had about a 5,000-foot home. It was a nice brick home, but the inside was trimmed with, you know, 2.5-inch clamshell trim and whatever. And she wanted a mahogany fireplace. And it was, she wanted a 10-foot high with the overmantle, mm-hmm. and she wanted 2.5-foot high carved acanthus corbels with roses on them, and an ornate shell for the center, and she wanted the carvings over the mantle. So they were very thrilled with it. I put that in, and it sort of made the rest of the place look out of place. And it evolved into putting in thousands of feet of foot-wide cornice work in mahogany and 7-inch wide door casings and 9-inch baseboards. And then she said, well, is there anything you could do with this kitchen? I said, why yes. It was a 9-foot floor-to-ceiling cabinetry in mahogany, wow. with the inset doors with the beading, and she even wanted mahogany inside and out. So even the bottom cabinets had two pull-out drawers that were all dovetailed in solid mahogany, and so she went all out. That's what she wanted, curved granite island. So
wow.
I do whatever.
And you can do this, too. a price point. If somebody calls you
absolutely,
and says, I can only spend X amount of dollars here, how can we jazz up my kitchen here?
Yes, if you want to cut, I would recommend not putting a $100 sheet mahogany inside of your kitchen cabinets. But if you want it, it's available.
It's available. All right, we're talking with Jack Collier. He does woodworking, kitchens, reproductions, restorations, and more. If you've got a project, this is the man you need to call, Jack Collier. Call him, 998-4611. That's 998-4611. David Satterfield up there on Maldwin Road, upside of Greenville, is listening to us on the stream. He's with Bacon's Moving Company up there. He said, do you want to work with insurance, repair, and restoration?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, I'd be glad to work on that kind of thing, sure.
Okay. Well, right now, folks, if you're just the general public and you'd like to talk to Jack, you can. Give him a call, 998-4611. That's 998-4611. Check out his work. Just go to WLMAWCRS on Facebook. His link is right there. Check out some of his work. He does agree he's not the most technologically advanced man, but I tell you what, excuse me, when you see his work, you'll know why, because he spends all his time working with his hands. You know, Jack, it has been absolutely great to have you here on the air with us today. I thoroughly have enjoyed it.
Well, thank you. I've enjoyed it, too.
Yes, and I certainly know that you're going to become a lot busier since you've been on WLMA here. So thanks so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you, too.
All right. That's Jack Collier. Check him out. Give him a call, 998-4611. That's 998-4611. And I do want to remind you, check out the auction. It's ending in 2 hours, folks, 2 hours. Go to sharpfastestgallery.com. Front page says online auction. You can bid, send us, let us know. You could win some fabulous things or come by Sharp Fastest Gallery right here on the bypass. Hey, this is WLMA right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. Bye-bye, Andy.
Bye, Andy.